And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Just as her guests arrived for her garden party at Rupert Barlow's luxurious Long Island estate, Julia Dixon, Rupert's secretary, was hastily called upstairs by her house guest, Oliver Wilson. And right now we find her quickly running up the great curved stairway in Rupert Barlow's luxurious home. And we hear...
Yes, Oliver. I'm coming at once. Well, what in the world has happened?
What has happened, Julia? You may well ask what's happened. My shoe. My quite new sports shoe. Gone.
Well, Oliver, you must be mistaken. Shoes just don't walk off by themselves.
Of course they don't. This is some more of that blighter's malicious mischief. Just like my shaving brush in my lighter.
Well, who are you talking about?
That confounded Victor, of course. This is his way of badgering me into leaving. Probably put up to it by Rupert.
Oh, now, Oliver, that's fantastic.
Well, I tell you, that shoe is missing. I've searched high and low, and it's not here.
Well, it must have been misplaced. Perhaps when the maid Hilda cleaned your room.
Nothing of the sort, Julia. I set the shoes out with my flannels before I came down. There's only one shoe there now. It's another of that fellow's tricks, and I want it stopped.
But Rupert's houseman, Victor, wouldn't take one of your shoes.
Oh, no. He took my shaving brush, didn't he? And my lighter?
No, he found them for you, Oliver. I don't know how you can get so excited over these little incidents. Well, people forget lots of things. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Why, I'll take...
Well, can't you put on some other shoes and join our guests?
What? You mean they're here?
Yes. They arrived just as you shouted down about your shoe.
Oh, my sainted aunt. What must they think of me? Well, in that case, Julia, my sweet, I'll leave these shoes on and come right with you.
That's fine.
Come along, then. But all the same, let me tell you that I'm going to show that fellow Victor that it doesn't pay to play tricks on me.
Well, Oliver, what do you mean?
Never mind. I'll just show him that two can play at this little game.
Oliver, I'm sure you must be mistaken. And I wish you wouldn't say anything more about it. Rupert will be terribly upset if you do.
Don't worry, Julia. I won't say anything to Rupert. There's probably nothing he'd like better anyhow. I'll just handle this in my own way.
Oliver, you mustn't talk like that.
Come along, Julia. You don't want to keep your guests waiting. Here, allow me to open the door for you.
And at the same time, the guests are scattered about the garden. And we hear...
My dear Mary Noble, you look divine in that filmy dress. It's absolutely perfect for you. I've never seen you look so enchanting.
Thank you, Rupert. I know you're exaggerating, but I must say I love it.
If anything, I'm understating the case. And you have no idea how glad I am that you actually showed up this afternoon.
But I said I would.
I know. But I had an idea your husband, Larry, might persuade you to change your mind.
Well, of course not. Why should he?
Well, I got the impression that he wasn't any too pleased to find out that you got those business papers back from me, and that it was you who had me call off the business deal he got me to set up for him.
Oh, well, I guess it was wrong of me, Rupert. I shouldn't have interfered.
Nonsense. It was very wise. It was the only thing to do.
I'm not at all sure. And I... Well, I'd rather not talk about it.
Just as you say, my dear. You know that I'm always ready to do whatever you want. You do know that, Mary. Tell me you know it's true.
Well, yes. I mean, you've been a most wonderful friend.
I hope it's a little more than that. In fact, I've been hoping that this summer might convince you that you and I could...
Well, you haven't said that you were surprised to see me this afternoon, Rupert.
My dear Claudia Vincent, I took it for granted that you'd come if the nobles could make it.
I see. But Jasper Tame, it took a lot of persuasion. But then Mary insisted, and I couldn't very well refuse, since I'm her guest. How could I, Rupert?
I wouldn't know, Claudia. You've managed to surprise me so often since I first met you that I wouldn't attempt to guess what you would do next.
How clever of you, Rupert. Oh, but let me add that I'm very pleased to be here. We're all of us so anxious to meet your exciting house guest. Oh, he sounds absolutely fascinating.
How do you mean?
Well, just as we came in, we heard him call to Julia Dixon. And how she rushed up those stairs. Well, she must be terribly infatuated with him. Or is it just habit to run when someone calls?
Well, where the devil is Julia now?
Oh, she'll be right out, Rupert. She told us to come on ahead.
Have you seen the lily pond, Claudia? I've been listening to Maud Marlowe's horticultural talk on the subject.
Oh, Larry, dear, you might do well to listen occasionally when someone talks about gardens.
Oh, no, not on your life, Mary. I know what would happen. I'd spend all my spare time in our garden trimming shrubs and pulling weeds. No, I'll leave that department to you, Mary, with pleasure.
You see how it is, Rupert? I get no help from Larry at all.
So I've often noticed, Mary.
Now, look here, Rupert.
Oh, do tell us how long this fabulous guest of Julia's is going to be with you, Rupert. Are you helping him to get into business here in New York, or what?
I haven't the least notion of Oliver Wilson's plans, Claudia. You'll have to consult Julia for that, if she ever intends to join her guests.
Oh, here they come now.
Oh, is that the man? Is that Julia's new admirer?
If you mean Oliver Wilson, there he is.
Oh, isn't he stunning? Oh, my dear Rupert, what a shock it must have been when Julia brought him home with her. Why, he's the handsomest man I've seen in years. No wonder Julia's enthralled.
I'm sorry we've been such a time, but poor Oliver couldn't find one of his shoes.
Oliver appears to have trouble keeping track of his personal articles and his clothes.
Please, Rupert, it doesn't matter. I want you all to meet Oliver Wilson. Mrs. Noble,
how do you do?
You've heard me talk about her, Oliver. She's our friend from Rosehaven, just a few miles down the North Shore.
Oh, yes. I'm delighted to meet you, Mrs. Noble. I've heard so much about you.
Really? I can't imagine that, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, yes. Julia's told me quite a bit about you. And, of course, your name is on Mr. Barlow's lips all the time. Isn't that so, sir?
The Nobles are very close friends of mine, if that's what you mean.
No, it isn't. Quite. But let it pass.
Oliver, I want you to meet Mr. Noble. Larry Noble.
The famous stage star? This is a pleasure. I'm hoping that you'll be able to get a seat for your play while I'm here. I understand it's very difficult to get in.
Oh, I'm sure it can be arranged, Mr. Wilson. Rupert Barlow is our biggest financial backer. He's able to get seats anytime.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize that.
Well, now, isn't anyone going to introduce me? Must I just stand here entirely unnoticed?
Oh, Claudia, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you standing there. Please forgive me. Miss Vincent, I'd like you to meet my guest, Oliver Wilson.
Well, I'm so glad to know you. As a matter of fact, Mr. Wilson, the minute I heard your voice shouting down in angry tone from Rupert Barlow's stately mansion, I knew that I must meet you.
Oh, I say, you didn't actually hear me.
Yes, of course I did. Your voice carries beautifully. And I said to myself that anyone who can create a scene like that in Rupert Barlow's home deserves the greatest respect.
That's rather a good point, now that you mention it. But at the moment, I hadn't considered it. I was taken up with my own exasperation at having my things tampered with.
Now, Oliver, really?
I'm sorry, Julia. I forgot that I wasn't to mention it again.
Oh, are you planning to be here long, Mr. Wilson? In the States, I mean?
That all depends, Miss Vincent.
On what? Or shouldn't I ask?
It depends on Julia Dixon.
Really? In what way?
That's rather a personal question. I think I'd better not answer. Tell me something about yourself. I hear that you're about to become a famous actress, practically overnight.
Well, that remains to be seen. But I am going to try to live up to Larry Noble's opinion of my ability.
That won't be difficult, I'm sure.
Well, I'm not so sure. As a matter of fact, I'm terribly nervous about it.
How beastly for you. You're not nervous now, though, are you?
Very, Mr. Wilson. I'm so fidgety, I can hardly stand still.
Then perhaps it would be good to take a walk. Shall I show you the beach? Oh, but of course you've seen it all before. I'd forgotten.
Still, I think it's a lovely idea. If you're sure no one will mind.
Not at all. Do let me take your arm. We'll go straight through the path here. It's the shortest way.
Well, Julia, it begins to look as though your precious Oliver Wilson weren't such a faithful dog after all.
Oh, he is attractive, Julia. A very handsome young man. Don't you think so, Larry?
Larry doesn't seem to hear you, my dear Mary. Perhaps his attention is also on our disappearing guests.
And Mary Noble does her best to fill in this awkward pause with small talk. As both Larry and Julia continue to scowl, and it appears this afternoon will be even more difficult than Mary had foreseen. What will the outcome be? Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.